Getting a chance right now on regional radio to catch up with Ellington girls basketball coach Paula King to talk a little bit about some hoops activities that took place over the course of this past summer within her own family, as a matter of fact, as Paula, your daughter Kaylee, qualified for the Hoop Shoot National Championships that took place in Chicago back earlier this April, as a matter of fact, end of April. Tell us a little bit about Hoop Shoot, an event put on by the Elks Lodge Association, and what that's like, and how Kaylee qualified, and how she was able to get so far.
Well, it's definitely a free throw contest. It's put on by the Elks. It's called the Elks National Free Throw Contest, and it starts out at the local level, and you go from the local level to districts. And at the then after the district level is state, and you compete against kids from all over the state of Missouri. And then after the state level, you go to regionals, and you compete against the winners from Arkansas, Kentucky, and Tennessee. That is the three other states in our region. And then from there, you make it to the national finals, and you compete against kids from 11 other regions from all over the United States. And that ends up, you do that in Chicago, Illinois.
And Kaylee obviously got there as in the girls 12 to 13 division as the state champ. She was represented by the Poplar Bluff Lodge, but obviously she made her way all the way through the ranks locally. And she had somebody in her corner that gives her pretty good advice, not just her mom who's a basketball coach, but you actually won the national championship for Hoop Shoot back in 1991, right?
Yes, I was an eighth grader at the time, and I was fortunate enough to win the national championship. Definitely a great experience. I can't say enough about the Elks Lodges, especially locally. Not only I represented the Poplar Bluff Lodge as well, like my daughter, but I can't say enough about the Mineral Area Lodges and stuff, because once you start representing the state of Missouri, they all get behind you and support you and follow you all the way. We had a lot of local support, and it was much appreciated because they do such a wonderful job, and it's all about the kids with the Elks, and that's what makes it such a neat competition.
And I'd imagine they gave a lot of that same support to Kaylee on this go-around. Outside of the pretty usual advice for free throws of, you know, bend your knees all the way, keep your elbow tucked, good shooting form, what was some of the stuff you told her and gave advice to her as she progressed through this competition?
Well, definitely, you know, you definitely want to get a lot of reps in each day. She would shoot 250 to 500 shots, probably 3 to 4 times a week. But she, you know, you definitely need to be mentally tough, and it's under a lot of pressure when you're out there and everyone's just watching you. There's a boy on one end and a girl on one end shooting at a time, and you're definitely the center of attention and a lot of pressure. It's very quiet, and I think that's probably something you get good out of the Hoop Shoot as well. Is learning how to handle pressure, and definitely helps you in a game situation.
How did Kaylee end up finishing at the national competition in Chicago?
She ended up finishing third at nationals out of the 12 shooters. She actually tied for second and lost by one on a shoot-off for second place. So she ended up third, brought home the third-place trophy.
Yeah, but nothing to frown about there nonetheless, as you said, coming so close to winning. Obviously, as a coach and a parent, got to be extremely proud of what she accomplished.
Yes, I was very proud of her. You know, like I said, the whole competition, it teaches hard work, you know, a good work ethic, learning how to deal with things under pressure. You know, when we got out there, we were met by the Elks, and they wanted to do an interview, so she got to go through an interview process, which was very nerve-wracking for her. But, you know, it just teaches kids life experiences that you don't always get to do, especially when you're from a small town. So definitely just a great experience all the way around.
And then on top of that, I think one of the things that you get when you first show up for the national event, they hand each kid little baseball trading cards with all their statistics and stuff on that. So you feel like a real kind of semi-professional athlete getting to do all this over the course of that week in Chicago.
Yes, the kids, they definitely encourage them to get out and interact and mingle and meet new people. And those trading cards were a big part of that, you know. And they had them for a lot of the adults that were involved in the competition as well, the volunteers, the Elks people that help run the competition. So it's a good way to meet everyone and you know, get to thank those people that you normally wouldn't get to meet and let them know how much you appreciate what they've done for the kids with putting on that competition.
Well, I imagine Kaylee is now more than ready for the coming basketball season. She going to be continuing to play middle school hoops coming up this coming winter?
Actually, she will be a freshman this year, so she is actually playing varsity volleyball at the moment. She's also on the cross-country team, and she is very excited about the upcoming basketball season.
And I'd imagine you're excited to get a chance to have another King on the roster.
Definitely excited, you know, being a mother-daughter on the same team. I'm sure I expect a lot out of her and put a lot of pressure on her. But she's a hard worker, and she's got a really good group of girls to play with and learn from. So we're pretty excited about the upcoming season.
Well, we wish you the best of luck coming up this next season. Congratulations again on this great little fun achievement that you can now share with your daughter, both having finished top three in a national free throw shooting competition. Paula, thanks for talking with us today, and best of luck when the season rolls around here coming soon.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
That is Paula King, head basketball coach for the Ellington Lady Whippets team, and also former hoop shoot national champion herself. Her daughter Kaylee finishing third in this year's competition for the girls 12 to 13 division at this year's national competition in Chicago.